Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my bow. Snakes in my case.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, February 10th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Board of Supervisors to discuss 2026 legislative platform. Eric Church to perform at 2026 Mid-State Fair. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today, 70% chance of showers, highs in the upper 50s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup for security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The County Board of Supervisors will be presented with its 2026 state and federal legislative platform in its meeting this morning. The legislative platform is discussed annually by the board, which articulates the county's overarching policy advocacy principles. The annual focus areas for the state and federal level as well. The platforms are typically redlined, showing changes from 1 year to the next. But for 2026, the platform is being presented as a brand new document. The 2026 document outlines first-tier priorities as economic development, homelessness, mental health, and housing. The second tier is identified as emergency preparedness, infrastructure recovery, water, and organizational effectiveness. The document also outlines 10 advocacy principles for the county. The first being, quote, secure stable ongoing funding for county-administered and county-impacted programs, including adjustments to reflect workload and service demand. You can attend the meeting this morning in person or watch online. The California Mid-State Fair is pleased to announce Eric Church will perform as part of the Michelob Ultra Concert Series in the Chumash Grandstand Arena. Eric Church's performance will be Saturday, July 18th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets will go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. online only. Ticket prices range from $60 to $200, depending on seating. Eric Church is one of country music's most influential modern artists, known for his bold songwriting, genre-pushing albums, and electrifying live shows, the Mid-State Fair said in a release. The 2026 California Mid-State Fair runs July 15th to the 26th. This year's theme is Back to the 80s. City of Paso Robles receives fire protection using rating upgrade. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. The City of Paso Robles announced that its Insurance Services Office, or ISO, fire protection rating has been upgraded from Class 3 to Class 2. This classification program plays an important role in the insurance underwriting process, the city says in a release. U.S. insurers use this information as part of their decision-making in what coverages to offer, prices for personal and commercial property insurance, and determining what businesses to write. Fire Chief Jonathan Stornetta says that, quote, out of more than 3,700 fire departments nationwide, only about 2,100 achieved a Class 2 ISO rating. The upgraded rating is a direct result of the community's commitment to public safety, the release says, citing Measure J20, increased staffing, the construction of Fire Station 3, and the city's water division. The City of Paso Robles has released a public notice for a hearing taking place tonight at 6:30 for cannabis delivery. The meeting will take place in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. The proposed amendment would allow for the operation of non-storefront, delivery-only cannabis retail establishments in the city. Previously, only medicinal, delivery-only cannabis establishments were allowed. You can attend the meeting tonight in person or watch online. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority will be holding two stakeholder workshops this month to discuss and gather feedback. Feedback will focus on how PRAGA can improve stakeholder representation, a review of next year's fiscal year budget, and a direction of a funding mechanism. The feedback stakeholder workshops will be held tonight and tomorrow. The meeting tonight will be in person at the Estrella Warbird Museum, 4251 Dry Creek Road, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The second meeting is tomorrow in the same time frame, but online only. The Atascadero City Council will discuss the funding recommendations for its 2026 Community Development Block Grant Program in its meeting tonight. The grant program is distributed through the county, and the city received four applications. Atascadero estimates about $176,000 will be distributed to the city in spring of 2026. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. In sports for the NBA, yesterday the Thunder beat the Lakers 119-110, the Warriors over the Grizzlies 114-113, the Pelicans beat the Kings 120-94. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Rockets, the Mavericks will go against the Suns, the Pacers will face the Knicks, the Lakers will go against the Spurs. In California news, a federal judge has blocked a California law from going into effect that would ban federal immigration officers from covering their face. California was the first state to ban this practice, signed into September. The Trump administration filed a lawsuit in November challenging this. The court has ruled that agents must wear clear identification showing their agency and badge number, however. The state of California has filed lawsuits against two websites that allegedly provide access to illegal and untraceable firearms. The lawsuit says these websites include computer code and guidelines for 3D printing firearms, magazines, and other firearm-related products. One of California's public employee unions is pushing for legislation to make remote work a permanent option. This is ahead of Governor Newsom's mandate that will go into effect July 1st that would require most employees to be in the office 4 days a week. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey talks about cattle and hay production areas that are in current drought.
In terms of cattle inventory in drought, 32% drought coverage for the cattle inventory on December 30th. That increased to 36% by February 3rd. And U.S. hay production area in drought increasing during January from 38% to 41%. And that's where we stand on the February 3rd U.S. drought monitor.
As for winter wheat growing areas per the U.S. drought monitor,
we did see a modest increase in the winter wheat production area covered by drought. The increase between December 30th and February 3rd was from 40% to 43%. Winter wheat production area in drought had been as high as 45% during planting back in October. So we still see some elevated drought coverage in that winter wheat production region as well. But it is worth noting that we did see some beneficial rain and snow across some of our southern production areas from the southern plains into the mid-south with that big late January storm. And that storm also helped to provide insulation for the crop during that period of bitterly cold weather that followed in late January and early February. We still have some exposure to potential weather extremes or future weather extremes across the Great Plains where it's mild and dry currently.
As for the Northwest and Midwest, Rippey says the wheat is faring well.
Hello, cattlemen. Kretschmann Angus invites you to their annual bull sale on February 28th in Buffalo, Wyoming, where they'll sell over 70 yearling black Angus bulls. If you like breeding bulls with natural muscle, shape, and volume, along with excellent carcass traits in a calving ease package, then join Kretschmann Angus February 28th at 1 Buffalo Livestock Marketing, Buffalo, Wyoming. Videos and details at KretschmannAngus.com and bid live on DV Auction.
What if your commercial beef herd could be better than you thought possible? Genetic testing can help give you more confidence about what your herd is made of, and more importantly, what it can be. Inherit Select from Zoetis provides data-driven genetic insights to help you make more informed selection, breeding, and culling decisions about your cows and heifers. The journey from genetic potential to reality begins with Inherit Select. Start your conversation with a genetics rep today. Go to beefgenetics.com/radio.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecue tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation, 805-400-8822.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. When pistachio hulls split open before harvest, the nuts can be exposed to fungal or insect damage, which reduces profits for farmers. About 4% of California's pistachio crop experiences hull split, but the figure can rise to as much as 40% for some cultivars in certain conditions. New research at the University of California, Davis revealed how the hull is built and how cell walls in certain layers break down, along with genes and corresponding mechanisms that spark and control these things. This is the first time anyone has studied the pistachio hull at the anatomical and cellular level, while also looking at gene expression and physiological data, said Georgia Drakakaki, a professor at UC Davis Department of Plant Sciences. The research will help breeders select for traits that will make hulls less vulnerable to tearing and cracking. Food and Farm News is brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smoggin Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. CHP reports that there is a traffic collision with no injuries on West Pozo Road near Highway 58. CHP currently has a unit en route. The incident was first reported at about 7:17 this morning. This is a two-vehicle traffic collision. No injuries are reported again, and there is also no traffic hazards reported as well. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smoggin Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Cloudy skies with about a 70% chance of showers this afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s. South winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid 40s. South winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. About a 70% chance of lingering showers overnight as well. Cloudy skies tomorrow with about a 40% chance of showers early. Sunshine later. Highs in the upper 50s. Southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Cloudy on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday with about a 60 to 70% chance of showers each day. Low 60s Thursday, mid 60s Friday. Low 60s Saturday, upper 50s on Sunday, mid 50s on Monday. 51 a week from today. Currently, it is 47 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero is celebrating their 47th anniversary by giving you a 40% discount on selected frames. Don't miss this opportunity to update your look, and our veteran team is ready to assist you in finding the perfect frame at 40% off. This special offer cannot be combined with insurance or other promotions. If you're looking for glasses or frames from infants to adults, you will find the top brand names in fashion eyewear at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero. Both Michael and Kathy invite you to celebrate with them on their 47th anniversary by giving you 40% off on selected frames. If you want to look your best, come see us at Michael's Optical.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. Look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Dow Jones Industrials opened in record territory after another record on Monday. Stocks opened higher across the board today and turned mixed. Retail sales were unchanged in December, following a stronger-than-expected 0.6% increase in November. The report is disappointing. Economists were expecting a modest pickup in spending at the end of the holiday season. Coca-Cola shares are down 2%. Its sales rose in the recent quarter, though Wall Street was hoping for a stronger forecast. Harley-Davidson shares down about 2% after it lost money in the period. Hasbro shares are up 5%. Its gaming business helped it to report an upbeat quarter. Marriott International shares up 7% on strong demand for luxury travel. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Rich London, you're the mattress specialist, so tell me more about the mattresses on your floor.
Well, I've got some with special covers to make them cooler. I've got them with copper in the cover as well, so you get the benefits of copper just like on the other mattresses. You know, copper has healing powers, so it makes it where you get those things in your mattress, because that's where you're getting your rest and where you rejuvenate your body.
For a good night's sleep tonight and every night, see Rich London. He is the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero. 238-577-5238. KPRL to join us.
This magic moment.
KPRL. All righty, you heard about Eric Church coming to the California Mid-State Fair. Well, the tickets will be going on sale this Friday at 10 a.m., but you can win them before you can buy them right here on KPRL. Just email me, Kevin at KPRL.com, and I will let you know through the email if you have won. And just a heads up, we will not be getting the tickets for a while. So no need to email me if you are notified that you're the winner. When are they here? I will let you know. So remember, the fair isn't until July. Today is February. But KPR, Kevin at KPRL.com, a couple of tickets to see Eric Church. Not a bad deal. All right, let's see here. I don't know where that is. It came up, but a little something. Okay, so there are quite a few things that are coming our way here in the state of California. We heard last week to, you know, you can contact Republican headquarters because there's a couple of things that you, if you are inclined to do so, to sign to see if we can get them on the ballot for the 2026 November election. There are deadlines. I don't know when all those deadlines are. Still haven't received any information on the ones that are available at the Republican headquarters there in Atascadero, but it's extremely important that you are aware of what's coming up. There's a lot of things that have to do, including a voter ID. It's a ballot initiative. It's they've been pretty successful at gathering signatures and getting a vast majority of the over 870,000. But remember, the more signatures, the better. The more, the better. Don't say, well, they got enough. We don't have to worry about it. No. We need to make sure that we are covered, again, if you want to do that. Also, there's also some types of things here on another initiative, healthcare executive pay. They want to limit, have their salaries capped at $450,000. In most cases, these are private businesses. They have no business telling somebody what they can top out at. And let's see here. At least for this one, they only need 546 plus signatures needed to get the measure on the ballot, and they have to do that by April 6th. They also have some union ballot initiatives, some reforms, home buyer assistance. This initiative would allow the state to sell $25 billion in bonds to create a down payment assistance program for middle-class home buyers buying new construction homes. Nothing that I've seen in this would say what happens if they default on it. And they need to get over half a million signatures in just 28 days. That's the fastest petition. This has been circulating since October, and they may get this on the ballot. But again, please be aware, and you can go online and look at different things, including some information on the Howard Jarvis tax, whatever, their webpage. So, and the billionaire tax, obviously you've heard about that, and a couple of other things regarding some important issues here in California. So you have a little bit of work to do. It doesn't take a lot of time to do it. Doesn't take much time to do it. There's also some of the 17 ballot initiatives that are currently circulating, and they're lagging behind on collecting the signatures needed, including a school voucher proposal. Also, the attempt by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association to make it more difficult to raise taxes. So we need to get on this. We, as we like to say, DYJ, do your job. It is your job to do this. So a little hunt won't take you too long to do it. Okay, so back to this, because this is, Chris, the story you've been doing on this chat box stuff on the, out of Los Angeles, there's a trial going on?
That was the one yesterday. Trying to remember which one exactly it was, but it had something to do with the state suing a chat box or... I honestly don't quite remember. There's been a few state lawsuits that I've reported on the past few days.
Yeah, no, they get confusing, and some of this now, you know, last hour alluded to, you know, parents are starting to ask questions. Social media has been a concern for more than a few years, particularly with the youngsters, and in many cases, this is not about homework help or writing tools, but what has happened. And since I've never been on a chat box, Chris, do you know what a chat box does?
Well, it most of the time you can just ask it questions and it'll answer stuff for you. But you can also try to engage in conversation with it or have it write up something for you as well. I haven't actually engaged with one much personally, but
so you can and I'm trying to grasp this. You could become friends with a chat box.
I suppose if you talk to it enough, yeah.
Well, apparently that's what's happening, is people are, I don't know if addicted is the right word. It's an AI companion, and it's a female. For one example here is, she calls him sweetheart. She checks in on how he's feeling. She tells him she understands what makes him tick, and she even has a name. And the parent asks the question, should I be concerned? This is a parent. Your son is, I don't know, dating an AI companion. Should you be concerned? Okay, since I don't delve into any of this and different errors and all that kind of stuff. So, and these AI girlfriends or boyfriends, I'm sure, too, they remember details about your life.
Right, because they can't exactly forget.
Right, and they listen without interrupting, and they respond with empathy. So, you know, again, for the parents to ask the question, should I be concerned? Duh. That, you know, and in some cases, this leads to some emotional issues, shall we say. And across the country, teens and young adults are turning to AI companions for more than homework help, as I mentioned. Many now are using them for emotional support. They're using it for relationship advice and comfort during stressful or painful moments. Now, researchers, different child safety groups say this is growing extremely fast. And the teens often describe one of the reasons is because it's easier to talk to them than people. So at least they understand it's not a real person. Okay, and so this is one of the ramifications of the desocialization from COVID for many of these kids that are now, 17, 18, 19, even 20 years old, that they don't know how to socialize with real people. And they find it difficult when they have to. Well, think about that. Now, for many, particularly teens, you go through that awkward period where, it's just a little bit more difficult, that's all. I shouldn't say difficult, just it feels awkward. And then you get the confidence and you grow up and you do things like that. So this, the AI to many of these teens feels like a judgment-free zone. And apparently in some cases, another reason for this is the kids don't want to be judged. They don't want to be judged. All right? Chris, I will let you know that when I was hanging out with my buddies, the dinosaur years, back before electricity and all that.
Sure.
My buddies judged me. If I had some sneakers on, they didn't like. If I had a shirt on, they didn't like. They judged me. All right. And I'm just assuming here that guys may do it a little bit more than girls, but your buddies get on you once in a while, don't they?
Yeah, certainly.
Okay, and sometimes it's just, they're messing with you, or you may take some of it to heart. I mean, we all have that, buddy or two that, when things hit the fan, so to speak, you can rely on that person and maybe trust their judgment, even though it may not be something that you are happy about, but you understand it, and because you learn, not from talking to somebody who is not going to judge you, or, say sweet, lovely things to you all the time and so forth for your emotional stability or instability. So anyway, this is becoming more and more of a trend. And there are tragedies. Multiple suicides have been linked to AI companion interactions. And it's because vulnerable young people, they trusted the chat boxes instead of going to a human being. And apparently in some cases, and this may be part of the lawsuit, that AI responses fail to discourage self-harm. And in some cases, which again, this is going on in the courts, appear to validate dangerous thinking. Okay. So there are things to be aware of out there in this tech world for us. And what they're asking, not asking, what they're suggesting, because these tools are not going away. And so I saw this, and it says tips for teens using AI companions. It says, treat AI as a tool, not as a confidant. Avoid sharing deeply personal or harmful thoughts. Well, these are teenagers. Parents, what do you need to do? Ask teens how they use AI and what they talk about. Keep conversations open and non-judgmental. Set clear boundaries around AI companion apps. Watch for emotional withdrawal or secrecy. Encourage real-world support during stress or grief. Your parents should be able to know most of, figure that out. They can tell by your expressions, your moods, et cetera, and so forth. Chris, I know I always ask some repeated questions when it comes to this technology, but since these chatbots, they're apps?
They're apps or websites. They could be either or.
Okay, so if it's a website, obviously all they need to do is Google.
Right.
Okay, if it's an app, they have to download it.
Correct.
And could you put something on your phone that would not allow you to download one of these?
I don't know a thing about parental settings on phones, so I'm going to say, as I usually do with parental settings, I don't know. I'm not a parent, and I probably won't be for a very, very long time, so I don't know a thing about parental controls.
Okay. All right, well, and again, the adults supposedly are saying this stuff is moving so fast that it's hard to keep up with, which you can see that. You can see that. So anyway, again, just something to think about. Also something to think about, I bet many of you are not aware of this. There is a ban coming to California. And for those of you that partake, you may be surprised. Now, there is new state regulations that have been approved this month that are set to significantly reshape California's cardroom industry. And the operators are warning the changes would effectively outlaw blackjack-style games from within those facilities. Chris, do you play cards?
I have not, like, poker or anything. I play trading card games.
Okay. All right. I play no cards at all. None whatsoever. So this law, it will go into effect April 1st. Now, under these new rules, card rooms, according to them, the operators say, some of the most popular games may have to be eliminated or significantly changed to comply with the new interpretation of state law. And again, this takes effect April 1st, but the card rooms will have until May 31st to submit compliance plans. Now, the California Department of Justice formally proposed the regulations in the spring of 2025 after numerous meetings with stakeholders to discuss potential regulations of games. I don't know why I didn't see anything here in this release that says what the need is for it. And some of the largest card game owners, one out of Fresno, it's called One Casino, he says, again, this is according to the owner, 60% of their revenue will be affected by the new regulations. Now, you may say, well, I don't do this. I don't go to those card things. Well, there's a lot of people in the state that do. There is a boatload of money connected with this. As you can imagine, I'm assuming that it's similar to gambling. As I say, I don't know. But it's a $6 billion industry here in the state of California. And state and local tax revenue, according to this, would see at least a 50% reduction. And in many of these cases, some of these card owners or whatever they that own these places, they give to local causes. They give to some local causes and so forth. So a $6 billion industry that can be potentially significantly damaged if you're talking about at least a 50% reduction. So for those of you that do that, don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The city of Paso Robles has released a public notice for a hearing on cannabis delivery that'll be held tonight at 6:30 in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. The proposed amendment to the city's municipal code would allow for the operation of non-storefront delivery-only cannabis retail establishments in the city. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority will be holding two stakeholder workshops this month to discuss and gather feedback. The first meeting will be tonight from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in the Estrella Warbird Museum, 4251 Dry Creek Road. The second meeting will be tomorrow at the same time frame, online only. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with about a 70% chance of showers, highs in the low 60s. It's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. After the ransom deadline, this statement, the FBI is not aware of any continued communication between the Guthrie family and the suspected kidnappers of 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie. Taken from her Tucson home 10 days ago, daughter Savannah posted another appeal to the public for information at an hour of desperation.
We believe that somehow, some way, she is feeling these prayers and that God is lifting her even in this moment and in this darkest place.
It is Fox's understanding that no ransom was paid. The FBI says, nor have we identified a suspect or person of interest, with missing persons billboards of Nancy going up across the Southwest. The House holds a showdown over immigration enforcement and use of force, with Democrats holding up Homeland Security funding. And Vermonter Ben Ogden wins an Olympic silver medal in cross-country skiing, the first medal for the U.S. in 50 years in that sport. America's listening to Fox News.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye.
Weather. Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Let's see here. About a 70% chance of rain this afternoon, so cloudy throughout the day. Highs around 60, and those winds could kick up 20 to 30 miles per hour, so be ready for that. Thunderstorms early, then variable clouds overnight with a chance of showers about 70 to 74%. Again, those winds kicking up just a little bit. And then for your Wednesday, let's see, showers in the morning, about a 65%, then partly cloudy in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s as we head out to Thursday. We'll have partly cloudy, low 60s, upper 60s Friday. Back to low 60s Saturday. Could get some rain, about 50% on Sunday. Monday, 75% chance of rain, mid-50s. Low 50s Tuesday, about 65 to 75% chance of rain, low 50s. Today's UV index will be 3. Up and down, 6:56 a.m., 5:40 p.m. We are at 48 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They've got lunch for you every day, brunch on the weekends, of course, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Let's see here. One of the Central Coast's most vulnerable groups and also a very valuable group, that is Central Coast Home and Health Hospice. They are in critical need of volunteers for help with patients. Volunteers will reportedly be tasked with supervising patients, providing emotional support and socialization, and helping with small household tasks. So please, if you can help out and want to find out more about Hospice of San Luis Obispo County, please do that ASAP. All right, Bluegrass Family and Friends, the Atascadero Kiwanis proudly presents Crying Uncle Bluegrass Band Friday, February 27th. The doors open at 7 o'clock. All right, do a little... Get ready there to, you know, get ready to do a little foot stomping and so forth. Music is from 7 to 8. The dessert buffet intermission, 8 to 9. More music, 9 to 10. Beer and wine for purchase. And let's see here. Unreserved seating. It's taking place at the Atascadero Pavilion on the lake. Tickets are only $30. And you can check out the Atascadero Kiwanis because this website is, well, I'm going to read it, but no one's going to remember it. my805tix.com, Crying Uncle. Hopefully you can remember that, but that's coming up on the 27th. So enjoy that little grass music, as we used to call it back there in the Bluegrass State. Remember Arnold used to do that. He loved grass music. Got to have some grass music. All right, Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks community. Outstanding meals at outstanding prices. Okay, it's time for this.
Happy.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Yep, beautiful jewelry and on-site repairs in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. Okay, he may have a cutter there to learn how to make baseball bats too. All right, let's see here. Who do we have? We have Dolores Ogden, Hope Slauson of the singing family, Haley Hersey, Jacob Ede Remo, Isaac Lutz, William Alberts, Dorothy Asmus, Ralph Bebot, close enough, Mary Rand Reese, and Travis Trag. That's close enough, too. Bill Smith would be a lot easier, but... Okay, on my right-hand side, let's see here. Tell them Boris sent you. Dr. Zhivago, Boris Pasternak, 1890-1960. Alan Hale. No, not the skipper. That's his dad. This is his dad, Alan Hale, the actor. 1892-1950. Good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are. Mentioned him last week on the deaths, I guess. Yeah, it was January 29th. But Jimmy Durante was born in 1893, died in 1980. Oh, Rebecca in the Ten Commandments. Judith Anderson, the actress, 1898-1992. Lon Chaney Jr., 1906-1973. The Super Chief, yeah, a bunch of World Series with the New York Yankees, of course. Allie Reynolds, 1915-1994. Allie Sherman, head coach of the New York Giants way back when. 1923, 2015, onward we go. One of the great voices of all time. Leontine Price, 1927. From The Ventures, Don Wilson. He was born in 1933, passed away in 2022. Robert Wagner, 1930. He's still with us. Roberta Flack, nice lady, 1939, 2025. Jimmy Merchant from Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. Why do fools fall in love? 1940, Kenny Rankin, the guitar player, 1940, 2009. Ral Diner, he narrated This Is Elvis. That was, anyway, he did that, and he was a singer. 1943, 1984. The songwriter, Peter Allen, 1944, 1992. He wrote Just a Gigolo for one of them. Joe Lavender, defensive back with the Skins, Washington Redskins, 1949. Nigel Olsen, he's the drummer with Elton John, 1949. One of the greatest Olympic athletes of all time. Mark Spitz, 1950. Also on the list, we have Greg Norman, the golfer, 1950. Lionel Cartwright, country singer, 1960. Lenny Dykstra, he's in trouble again, 1963. Who else? Oh, Laura Dern, Jurassic Park, 1967, when she came to us. Ty Law, oh yeah, he won a couple of rings with the Patriots, 1974. Lance Berkman, pretty good baseball player, 1976. Brandy Norwood, the actress, 1978. Barry Sloan, the actor, 1981. Justin Gatlin, the swimmer, sprinter, 100 and 200, 1982. Alex Gordon, pretty good baseball player, played with the Royals, 1984. Also on the list, we have Ashley Ann Wood, actress, 1984. Emma Roberts, 1991. Mackenzie Vega, 1994. And Lexi Thompson, the golf champ, 1995. All right, who said goodbye on this day? Well, she was the number one box office draw as a child, and she became the youngest person to earn over $1 million. She got her start at the age of 4. Could have been a trivia question. Shirley Temple Black passed away in 2014. Laura Ingalls Wilder, Little House on the Prairie, 1957. Jan Michael Vincent, the actor, 2009, from Jaws, you remember, Roy Schneider, we're going to need a bigger boat, 2008. Supposedly, that was an ad-lib moment. The playwright, Arthur Miller, died in 2005. Jim Varney, Kentucky boy, he was Ernest P., remember on those commercials and stuff, pretty funny. He died in 2000. I think he was living in Lexington, Kentucky at the time. The author of Roots, Alex Haley, died in 1992. Billy Rose, the songwriter, he passed away in 1966, and I believe that is it. Yep, that is it. All right, well, of all places, he was born in Modesto, California. Imagine that. Well, his family, though, they moved, and, even at a young age, he was just one of the best in the United States, setting all kinds of records by the time he was 12, 13, 14, it didn't matter. The competition or the level. He was simply the best in the United States. Went to Indiana and the famous coach, Don Councilman, and he just obliterated the swimming pool. He was just absolutely one of the greatest swimmers of all time and was the greatest swimmer until Mr. Phelps came along and won just numerous gold medals and so forth and so on. And I forget how many world records he broke at all different age levels, but it was pretty consistent. Now, of course, in the 72 Summer Olympics, he won 7 gold medals each in world record time. That is absolutely amazing. The one and only Mark Spitz goes to the top of the list.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The County Board of Supervisors will be presented with the 2026 State and Federal Legislative Platform in its meeting this morning. You can attend in person or watch online. The California Mid-State Fair is pleased to announce Eric Church will perform as part of the Michelob Ultra Concert Series in this year's Mid-State Fair. The performance will be Saturday, July 18th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. online only. This year's Mid-State Fair theme is Back to the 80s. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today, 70% chance of showers, highs in the low 60s, it's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Between 1968 and 72, Spitz won 9 Olympic gold and silver and bronze, in addition to 5 Pan American golds, 31 amateur athletic union titles, and 8 National Collegiate Athletic Associations. During those same years, he set 35 world records. Another hour to go. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.